Once a month, we find a spot in our area where ingenuity or entrepreneurship or both has taken root. Our locally made series highlights people creating all manner of objects. And this week, that hunt for locally made objects took us to rural Benton County, outside of Avoca, to meet one of the two siblings behind the company Two Brothers Canoe Incorporated. Generally, people buy canoes to get away from the noise of the city. Well, just getting to the shop where Two Brothers Canoes are created takes you away from the noise already.
Yeah, we're in the sticks a little bit. And, you see the sign up front on the road? That just went up today.
The sign Lewis Shaw is talking about is for the dirt road that leads to his shop. His neighbors began a petition to have the road officially called Canoe Lane. Lewis grew up not far from here, about 5 miles as the crow flies, around Prairie Creek. And he grew up fishing, floating, and boating on area rivers and lakes. But he didn't grow up thinking he wanted to make the canoes he used. That came years later. His older brother Bill, who lives in Missouri and is in the manufacturing business, was the first to get the idea. So in hindsight, the development of Two Brothers Canoe seems to make sense. You take one brother.
I've always loved canoeing and being on the rivers around here.
Plus another brother.
My brother has been in the production and manufacturing for 20 plus years, and he had a fiberglass company.
And voila, you have a small canoe manufacturing business. Well, not quite. Lewis says a few years ago at a family gathering, his older brother asked him a question seemingly out of the blue.
I was talking about a canoe trip. I just went on a spring, lots of water, and he kind of came up to me after I was done with my story and said, "Hey, you want to make canoes?" I'm like, "Make canoes?" He's like, "Yeah, we can make canoes." I'm like, "I'm sure."
A bit later, Lewis says he was writing a check for some heavy equipment, and he realized, hey, he was in the canoe business, or at least would be soon. His shop is in a spot that is about as isolated as you can be in a growing Benton County. Directions to the shop include the instruction to turn left at the crushed culvert. But his shop is filled with high-tech machinery. Each canoe begins as a flat piece of plastic, shipped to Lewis in cardboard.
This is the material, and this is the Royal X. And as you see, all the colors are fused together, and that's done by a vulcanization process. So basically they take all the layers, put them where they need to be, put these little strips in, and then they vulcanize it, which basically seals all the layers together.
He says these thin strips of colored material have a type of foam inside them. When the plastic is heated up, that foam makes the plastic expand and grow, both in length and width. That heating process happens in Lewis's shop in an oven that really looks no different than something you'd see at a pizzeria.
So what you're looking at here is about 20 foot length in the oven, and it's about 5.5 or so feet wide. This tray actually rolls in and out. And so we put the plastic on the rack, and then when it's done doing its thing, we pull it out.
Pull it out with welder's gloves, since the now larger sheet of plastic is about 300 degrees. It's a two-person operation to slide the canoe in progress from the oven onto a molding table. Lewis and his brother Bill schedule certain days when they can both be at the shop to build the canoes. What happens next has to take place in about a minute's time because the plastic is cooling rapidly and after about 60 seconds will be impossible to mold. A large single piece of metal, the mold, is raised. Plastic is fitted over two fixtures Lewis calls his helpers. They resemble a person's knee. They've been warmed with a propane torch so they can help the hot material keep its heat for a few seconds longer. After securing the sheet with some metal clamps, and the clock is still ticking, the mold is lowered.
So we come back down, we put that in place, and then it's basically held in position. The mold, at this point, my brother and I kind of have our jobs that we do. Goes back down, and as you can see this line all over on the tabletop, that's where the plastic gets pinched, all along the edge.
What happens next is a mixture of vacuum pressure and hands-on work to form the basic shell of what will be a canoe. After a cooling period, excess plastic is trimmed with a router. Later, benches, seats, and other features will be added by hand, each canoe attended to individually. Most of this later work can be done by Lewis in his shop by himself, though his canine companions, Lily and Casey, sometimes provide moral support. Business has been good for Two Brothers Canoe, a testament perhaps to the quality of their product. Most of the business, Lewis says, has come from word of mouth and Facebook. He's had the opportunity to see his canoes float by him on a river. And during our visit, he was finishing a canoe for a customer in Little Rock and already thinking about beginning work on another for a customer who had called from Jonesboro. For a business Lewis didn't think about until a random conversation with his older brother, things are going pretty well. He says most members of his family and most of his friends have been impressed.
You know, I think everybody was real supportive. You know, I've always kind of been a dreamer. So I think a lot of people said, yeah, Lewis is the next harebrained idea, you know. So I think it took a little bit for people to take us serious.
Slowly, the brothers are building a reputation and getting some recognition for their canoes. And Lewis is working in a field he's always loved. When asked a common question, what advice would you give others contemplating beginning their own business? He says he wanted to avoid a cliched answer.
Just follow your dreams and your passions. But, you know, I really think life is about finding happiness, you know, and the things that you enjoy that you could, now talking business sense, that you could turn into a business, you know, it makes it a lot easier to do something when you really, truly enjoy it. So follow your dreams, I guess, you know, but I didn't want to be that cliche answer, but there is a lot of truth to that.
Lewis Shaw is one of the two brothers of Two Brothers Canoe Incorporated, and we talked to him at his shop outside of Avoca, not too far from the left turn at the Crush Culvert earlier this week. You can learn more at the Two Brothers Canoe Facebook page or at their website, twobrotherscanoe.com.